I think it is recording as well. So with that, I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Audeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Audeo 2 Charter School, Audeo Charter School 3, Audeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Hager, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Tim Morton.
Tim Morton here. I'm CEO of Westland Financial Services and board member for Audeo.
Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrero. I'm the Director of Leasing, Acquisitions, and Dispositions for the Gildred Companies, board member for Audeo as well.
And Greg Haggard, CEO of the Gildred Companies, proud member of Audeo. And thank you. So we're 1.3, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
I have a motion to approve the establishment of a quorum 1.3. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I will second the motion.
And I need to call the vote since it's virtual. So Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. So it's the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody. Angela, thank you for bringing the flag today. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. So 1.5, approval of agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
Tim Morton makes the motion to approve the agenda 1.5.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you. Then I'll call for the vote. Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. So public comment, 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. This item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? In fact, I don't see any members of the public. I think we just have our staff. So down to 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. Hearing none, we're moving on to 3.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion on these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. So 3.1, this is consent action items for Audeo Charter School 2, Audeo Charter School 3, Audeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. So 3.11, consider approval of meeting minutes for August 24th, 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of consent items 3.1.1?
This is Tim Morton makes motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard's aye. That passes unanimously. So moving on, we're on action items. So here we have 4.1.1, consider approval of the MOU between the San Diego County Office of Ed and Audeo Charter School 2 in Lynn. We've seen this, but it's time for action. If you could just speak to this a little bit.
You're muted, Lynn. I'm mute.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
All right, thank you. We're requesting the board to consider the approval of the Memorandum of Understanding between San Diego County Board of Education and the Audeo Charter School 2. For background information, let me just give you some background information. Odeo Charter School appealed to the State Board of Education for the renewal of the charter. It was unanimously approved by the State Board of Education. And under Assembly Bill 1505, the charter and SBE collaborates as to who will be the designated local authorizer. Both Odeo 2 and SBE agreed that the San Diego County Office of Education be the local authorizer for Odeo 2. The charter term is from July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2026. Now, the MOU. The terms of the MOU, the term of the MOU is coterminous with the term of the charter. That means it's also valid from July 1, 2021 to June 30, 2026. And the MOU outlines some of the important topics, such as the oversight obligations of the authorizer, site visits, response to inquiries and requests for information, the retirement reporting, the required reserve. The reserve is based on the size of the ADA of the school. Also the requirement for insurance and risk management, governance and requirements, as well as Brown Act training. So I want to remind the board, every year we are required to conduct Brown Act training, and Angela, I believe, is already scheduling that. The conflict of interest, internal fiscal controls. Additionally, it's also stipulated in the MOU, the facility requirements, the financial reporting, programmatic reporting, the oversight fees. It's a long section on special education and related services. The charter renewal requirements as well, which is so important. And what are the topics that are considered as material revisions to the charter? So that's basically what is outlined in the MOU.
Thank you. I know this is, that sounds like an awful lot, and it is a lot, but it is exactly what this organization does and does well. So thank you for that. Mary, do you have a recommendation for item 4.1.1?
Recommendation for approval.
Thank you. Unless there's anything else, I would entertain a motion for approval.
Laura Barrero, I'd like to make a motion to approve action item 4.1.1.
Jim Morton seconds that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you very much. We are on to 5.0, board announcements and comments. Do any of the board members have any comments they'd like to share at this time?
Nope, not for me.
It's early.
Everybody's doing a great job. Congratulations.
Boy, that is so true. And thank you for everybody for showing up early for this meeting. Mary, is anything, anybody else have anything else they want to say? I hate to just see you all go. I'll miss you immediately.
No, other than thank you to the teachers for being here and being part of the board meeting. It's good for everybody to know what's going on, even though it's not terribly interesting sometimes, but still, I think it's important that we're all on the same page. So thank you, everybody, for taking time out from your classroom.
Mary, tell us a little bit about the graduation real quick, just to...
Oh, I'd love to tell you. You know, usually we're in Valboa Park at the Oregon Pavilion, which is large. Of course, you've all been there. And we haven't been able to get a reservation because of the large size. We were graduating people from last year and this year, 20, and the year 21. So we could have certainly utilized it, but we couldn't. It wasn't available. So staff came up with Liberty Station, which is a lovely grassy area with tree-lined and smaller venue, better parking, much better parking. And it was really charming. It was wonderful. We had to divide it up into three smaller graduations, which was part of the charm. But I don't know if that's always going to be possible. We had a virtual graduation in July. So many of the students graduated in July. Many of the graduates, just went with a virtual graduation, but others wanted to walk. But it was a smaller group than we would normally have walking. So I'm not sure how we could accommodate that for larger numbers. But everybody was very, myself included, everyone was taken with a small, intimate atmosphere. The parents were so grateful. Well, the students, of course, were dazzled. They were so respectful. The parents were so grateful as we walked out. My goodness, we felt like rock stars, everybody that was walking out, all the teachers and everybody, because they were just applauding and throwing kisses. I mean, they were so happy and so pleased. It was a wonderful, wonderful moment. And all the teachers say, teachers and staff all say that this is the highlight of the year where you really get to see it. The fruition of all the efforts. And it was just like that. And we hadn't been together actually for, between 18, 20 months. So that was delightful, even though it was at a distance. Of course, all precautions were taken. We had nurses and emergency tech people and lots of security. We had about 22 security surrounding us, and we had to take all kinds of precautions, but it was certainly worth it.
Thank you for sharing that. It is, Tim and I have been through a couple of those. Laura, I hope you get a chance to see one of these live. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. It really is. It is just the greatest.
Okay, well, hopefully next year we'll be back to timely graduations. That was another factor that we had fewer. Although there were like 300, almost 400 kids after all the three graduations. It wasn't we were short of kids, but it would have been many, many more if it had been in June. Some were already off at school and wherever they were going. So it was a great day, great day.
Look forward to that. We'll make sure that we're all there. Laura, maybe you can bring a distinguished alumni with you, young Jake. So that would be fantastic.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
That is really what it's all about. So anybody have anything else they want to share?
No.
Then I'll let you get off to your day and then entertain a motion to adjourn.
Tim Morton makes a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Sorry, Tim. Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim, your vote?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg is aye, so that's it. That is part of my day. See you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye.